This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Heavy rain and a high tide lashed parts of eastern India and neighboring Bangladesh as a cyclone pushed ashore Wednesday in an area where more than 1.1 million people have evacuated during a devastating coronavirus surge. Cyclone Yaas already had caused two deaths and damaged homes as heavy rains pounded the Odisha and West Bengal states before the storm began making landfall in the late morning. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Egypt Wednesday on the next leg of his diplomatic mission aimed at shoring up a ceasefire that ended an 11-day war between Israel and Hamas. Blinken was scheduled to hold talks with Egypt's president as well as its foreign minister and the country's chief spy. U.S. President Joe Biden and his counterpart, Russian President Vladimir Putin, have agreed to meet next month in Geneva. It's a face-to-face encounter that the White House hopes that will bring some predictability to a fraught relationship that's only worsened in the first months of the Democratic administration. The June 16th summit is being tacked on to the end of Biden's first international trip as president. He will also visit Britain for a meeting of the group of seven world leaders. Belarus is the president is defending his action to divert a European flight that triggered bruising European Union sanctions and accused the West of waging a hybrid war to strangle the ex-Soviet Union. On Sunday, Belarusian flight controllers ordered a Ryanair jetliner flying from Greece to land in the country's capital because of a bomb threat, and a Belarusian fighter jet was scrambled. More at VOAnews.com via remote. This is VOA.